There is still a lot of debris scattered around our area from Friday's damaging storm. So what do you do with all those downed trees and branches in your yard and in the neighborhood? How do you know if a tree might come down during the next storm?
It really is the big fear. Jim Martin is a certified arborist and owner of Growing Earth Tree Care in Annandale. He joins us now. Thanks for being here.
Sure, you bet.
So you're taking part in the tree cleanup. How many calls are you getting and how do you prioritize them?
We are currently getting about 75 to 100 calls a day. It's starting to slow down a little bit, but it's still pretty busy. Basically, we're prioritizing. Our first priority is getting trees off of houses, especially a lot of them are actually in houses so that they can get back under cover before it rains again. The next priority is basically just to clear sidewalks and driveways and that kind of thing. And then further down the list would be, you know, trees that are just, you know, fallen or getting ready to fall but aren't necessarily a risk to anything.
How about the wait time? How long is it that we have to wait from the time we call you until the time something is able to get done?
Yeah, it's going to depend on your priority. I mean, if you have one on the house, then you've made the top of the list, basically. And we still have a few that we haven't gotten to. We're starting to wrap up the ones that are on the house, so we're still in that first priority. And, you know, the phone started ringing, you know, in the middle of the night between Friday and Saturday morning. So we've been trying to keep up with it. If you have a tree that's already down on the ground, it's probably not going to be until next week before we even look at it.
Jim, a lot of us live in very leafy neighborhoods, and we think our trees are healthy. Then all of a sudden they come down in a storm. They're hollow on the inside. How do we really know whether a tree should come down?
Well, I mean, if trees have inherent weak points, sometimes those can be spotted by an arborist ahead of time. Sometimes they can't be. And the only way to do, there's things that can be done, but quite frankly, they can be very costly, things where you can actually know what's going on inside the tree by special tools. But it takes a while, and it can be very costly. So a lot of times you just don't know.
Jim, in our final 25 seconds or so, we hear a lot about how utilities should be more aggressive in trimming trees near power lines. Is it practical for the utilities to trim everything that might fall down on a power line?
In my opinion, no. And typically, the ones that overhang the power lines, they can cause damage. But a lot of times, it's one that's 35 or 40 feet away. And by the time it falls onto the lines, it has so much momentum that it's taken out the lines. And, you know, it's, I mean, where do you draw the line?
All right, Jim, thanks. Great advice. We really appreciate it.
Sure, you bet.
Jim Martin is a certified arborist and owner of Growing Earth Tree Care over in Annandale.